With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. It's 12:33. Over two dozen protesters demonstrated outside the San Bernardino Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday to protest the proposed federal facility for unaccompanied minors who cross the U.S.-Mexico border. KBCR's Benjamin Perper was there.
Love Trump's hate! Love Trump's hate! There we go.
That's the sound of protesters demonstrating outside the San Bernardino County building while the Board of Supervisors meeting goes on inside. They're protesting a recent proposal by the General Services Administration, which oversees the leasing and construction of federal buildings for an immigrant detention center in the Inland Empire. The proposed facility would be 74,000 to 91,000 square feet and hold up to 430 immigrant children, and could open by December 2020 if approved. On Monday, four Democratic representatives from the Inland Empire, Pete Aguilar, Mark Tacano, Norma Torres, and Raul Ruiz, wrote a letter to the Office of Refugee Resettlement expressing serious concerns with the proposal. The representatives argued that transitional foster care is better suited to provide individualized attention to children than a large-scale shelter. At least seven children are known to have died in immigration custody since last year in facilities across the country. Benjamin Perper, Empire KBCR News.
The annual Lake Tahoe Summit was held yesterday. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero says one of the gathering's big focuses this year is making Tahoe fire ready.
They're launching the Lake Tahoe Basin Forest Action Plan. The goal is to prevent a devastating wildfire like the Camp Fire from happening in the Tahoe Basin. Here's California Tahoe Conservancy Executive Director Patrick Wright.
We're now at the point where we really need to take things to the next level. So instead of doing projects that are hundreds of acres, this plan is all about scaling up to do projects that are thousands of acres or tens of thousands of acres.
They plan on accomplishing this by closing gaps in forest management and using technology to prevent future fires. But Wright says there's a larger issue. There are thousands of acres just outside the basin that need treatment, and all that fuel is a risk to Tahoe's visitors and residents. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Restraining orders that separate people who threaten violence from their guns appear to be working, according to a new study from UC Davis. Cap Radio's Sammy Keola has more.
In California, someone talking about harming themselves or others is considered a red flag, and family members can call law enforcement to ask for that person's firearms to be removed. Researchers looked at 21 cases where someone threatened to commit mass violence and had to surrender their guns. They found that none of the people who were subject to a gun violence restraining order followed through on their plans. They say most mass shooters state their intent in advance, and that stepping in early can save lives. Opponents of red flag laws say the standards for seeking an order are too broad. This is some of the first data on the 2016 California law, which was the first of its kind. The federal government is now considering a similar policy. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
A California Highway Patrol motorcycle patrolman who was slain by a gunman during a traffic stop is being recalled as a talented young officer whose dream came true when he graduated from the CHP Academy. Hundreds of law enforcement officers, including fellow motorcycle officers, gathered Tuesday to mourn Andre Moye Jr. at Harvest Christian Fellowship Church in Riverside, east of Los Angeles. The 34-year-old officer was shot August 12th by a man whose car he was impounding. The gunman was also killed and two responding officers were wounded. Investigators haven't identified a motive for the shooting. Moye graduated from the Highway Patrol's Academy in March 2017. Southland temperatures will soar into the triple digits today with extreme heat in the deserts. Inland Valley temperatures will top out over 100 degrees today, low 80s to just over 90 in our local mountains. Here and Now continues. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.